Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Appointed Encounter. I am Yvette Houghton, your host. I want to just get started. We are moving right along in John chapter 4 and the study of the encounter at the well in Samaria with this Samaritan woman. And so we are to verse 10 of John chapter 4, and it reads as, Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So my study of this, I went back to kind of word study. You know, I always do word studies, and one of the words is know, and in this verse it said, if thou knewest the gift of God. And something that struck me kind of became kind of somewhat geeky and dorky, but it struck me when I looked up the word knewest. And the word is edo, but what struck me more so was more than the definition of the word, and we'll get to the definition, but what struck me was the tense of the word and the meaning behind the tense of this word. The tense of the word in Greek is the tense of the word is pluperfect, and pluperfect tense rarely occurs in Greek, and it corresponds in a single Greek word to the sense of the English pluperfect, which indicates an event viewed as having been once and for all accomplished in past time. So it's in contrast to the perfect tense that reflects the final completion of an action at the present moment described. And so that really struck me, that when Jesus spoke to this woman, that if she knew him, that she would have known him once and for all, and this would have been accomplished in past time. And so knowing him is something that has been, and so we now understand that Jesus being was and is to come, he always is. Before Abraham was, he said, I am. And so if you knew who I am, then you knew who I was. And I found that interesting that he said that to her. And then he says, if you knew the gift of God. Wasn't just about knowing him. It is about knowing him. But if you knew the gift of God, the gift of God being eternal life, we find in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you knew for all times, it's forever accomplished, once and for all. Once and for all, the gift of God is accomplished. Salvation is once and for all accomplished in the past. In the past. Once and for all, it is accomplished. So again, this word, to know, also is not only interesting about the tense of the word, but also the mood behind it. The mood behind this word, know, is simply a statement of fact. If an action really occurs or has occurred or will occur, it will be rendered in the indicative mood. And so the type of mood this is in grammatical functions is an indicative mood. It is a simple statement of fact. what God is saying is a simple statement of fact. If thou knewest this once and for all thing, if you knew, if you had any knowledge, if you knew, if you understood, if you perceived, if you perceived this fact, the force and the meaning behind what this is, if you knew this, he said to her. Because remember, in John 4 and 9, she said to him, the woman of Samaria said unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? How do you ask me for a drink? She said. And Jesus comes along making this simple statement that if you knew the gift, if you knew the gift of God, if you knew eternal life was to be yours, if you knew what I had for you, and not just knowing the gift. Sometimes we always just want to have the gift. We want the gifts that the gifter gives to us. But there are two parts to this. We can't just have the gifts, but we have to have the gifter. He says, so if you knew who it was who said to thee, he said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink. You can't just know about what I'm able to do for you. You got to know who I am as well. And this woman, again in verse 9, said, how do you, a Jew, ask drink of me? Jesus comes back and says to her, if you knew who it was that said to you. Jesus didn't ask her for something to drink. He said to her, give me drink. The word give in Greek, didomi, is in the imperative mood. And it expresses, get this, a command to the hearer to perform a certain action by the order and authority of the one commanding. So when Jesus spoke to her as he sat on the edge of that well, he didn't ask her, can you give me something to drink, please, ma'am? He commanded her with authority and ordered her. He had full authority and power to say to her, give me drink. This wasn't something that, oh, please, I'm thirsty, I've been traveling, can I have something to drink? This was a command from someone in full power and authority. Earlier in the week, I've been starting another study on another area, and so I was reading in the book of Esther, and I just started right at the beginning of the book. And in the book of Esther, we read in the very first chapter about Ahasuerus throwing this 6-month-long party. And then after he has the party for everybody in the kingdom, he decides, well, I've been in Shushan. Shushan had to host everything. So let me just give a party right here just for the locals. And so he gives this party for 7 days. And his queen, Vashti, is also giving a dinner for the women who have come. And as they're making merry and they're drinking and they're eating, the king decides that he wants Vashti to come before him so he can show her off to the people because she was a beautiful woman. And so he tells his servants, he calls them and he says, you go tell the queen that I am commanding that she come to me. And he commanded that she come to him at this dinner so that everyone could see her. And she refused to come, as we know. And the problem became that not only did she not come, but she disobeyed the command of the king. It is important to understand that when the king calls for you, you don't say, oh, I can't come right now because I have something else that I'm doing. I'm in the middle of something that you have me doing. What you do is when the king commands you to come, you come at his command. Jesus said to this woman at the well, give me drink. He didn't ask her to come. He didn't say, if you feel like it. He said, give me drink. Just as when Jesus told Israel there is to be a meat offering and a drink offering. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It wasn't about whether or not you wanted to pour out this drink offering. It was a commandment as how you are to please God when you are worshiping him. The way you come before him, there is a set way to do it. You can't just worship the Lord any kind of way. This is how I command that you come before me. This is how I command that you pour out your offerings to me. This is a commandment that I'm giving you. And this woman took it as him asking her for something to drink. And that's not what he did. He commanded her to give him something to drink. And so in his commanding and in his doing this, she had to kind of recognize who he was. But he's still not done, because she was to give him, to commit to him, something that is normally religiously observed. Again, there's a drink offering here. And so if she had known who it was that was asking, that the king has now come before her and he is giving her a commandment to do this, then she would have done it. If she had known the type of worship that he was looking for, then she would have now asked of him, he said. He says, if you knew, then you would have asked of him. So this word asked is the Greek word eteo, and it means to ask, beg, call for, crave, desire, require. So if she had realized who it was, if she realized the gift of God, and who it was that gave a commandment to her, then she would have realized, oh, I need to be begging right now. This is something that I desire. It is something that I should be craving for. That is if she knew. And so if she knew, then he would have given to her. He would have given to her as he give, as you give to one that is your own. As you give to one, saving care, the definition is, as you give to one, giving forth of oneself, he would have given living water. Living water is water that comes from a natural source, such as a spring or from the rain. It's not water that is stored up in cisterns, but it is water that is flowing. That's why we go on to read in John 7, where Jesus said that he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. John goes on to say, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. And so if she had known, than she would have truly desired. She would truly desire and crave and require the gift that he's able to give, the living water that would flow from her, the living water that would suffice her and would quench the very thirst that is within her. And so we are in a situation where we need to desire and crave the gift of God and desire and require more of God, especially in these days that we are living, especially in these times that are going on. We have riots and protests going on around this country. But if we would but desire and crave God himself and understand that God himself is not asking anything of us, he is commanding us. He commands us in these things. Then we should desire and crave what it is that he has for us. We should be in such a position as the church that the world craves for what we have. God is in a position right now. He has us in a position where this encounter should be a giving encounter. It should be a craving encounter. He is looking for us to crave for him. He is looking for us to desire him. He is looking for us to need him so much. And it's not that he's asking. He's not asking us to do anything. He's requiring things of us. And so on today, as you listen to this podcast, where is your craving and your desire for the living God? We need to be to that point that we desire and crave only what he is able to give to us. That is eternal life. We need to desire and crave the living waters that will quench our soul's thirst. You should be encountering, having a craving encounter, a desiring encounter with him. Because what he has come to give you, you'll never go anywhere else for it. On this day, on this night, I wish to end in prayer, praying for this world, praying for our country, because we are in such turmoil right now. So much is going on. We are still in the depths of this pandemic with the coronavirus that is going around the world. But now here in America, we are seeing things such as in the likes of the civil rights era. And it is just heartbreaking to see that still today, we are still encountering the same thing that we've always encountered, the things that have been fought for, and we have turned to violence, and we are just so fed up, and we have a generation that just doesn't know what to do. But I say to you that if we can turn to God, and if we can see that God is commanding us right now to pour out before him, and that what he has for us is eternal life and living waters, then we can know that things can change because God is able to do all things. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray peace within our country. I pray peace
within this world. I pray peace and healing throughout this world. I pray for the brokenhearted. I pray for those who are mourning. We weep with those who mourn. We are sorry, O God, and we cry out before you, Lord Jesus. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We pray even for the officer who put his knee upon a man's neck until life was no longer in him. We pray mercy upon his life and upon his soul. Let him seek you, God, as he's never sought you before in the past. And let him come to know you and the power of your resurrection, being made conformable unto your death, O God. Let him come to know you, O God, and give his life to you. Let him become repentant and apologize, O God, even to the family that has lost their loved one. We look to you, O God, on this morning to send peace and understanding to a people who are just fed up and tired and hurt from years and decades and centuries and millennium of mistreatment, of oppression, O God. We look to you, Lord Jesus, to calm us. We look to you for answers. We look to you to guide our leaders, O God, to guide our police, O God, to guide our mayors and our governors. We look for you, O God, to guide our president. We look for you, O God, to guide the prosecutors, O God. We look to you, O God, to quench, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you, O God. We look to you, we turn to you, we bow our knees to you. For you and you alone are God. You reign, you rule, and you super rule. We thank you, we praise you. We will ever come before you. We glorify your matchless name. Be glorified in and through us. Peace be throughout this land. Peace be throughout this land. Peace be throughout this land. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.